This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
As you may have heard, President Biden wants to change the Supreme Court. This latest desperate attempt at court packing will not succeed, but it's worth discussing as a teachable moment. In his op-ed, the president proclaimed, "I am calling for three bold reforms to restore trust and accountability to the court and to democracy." One of his proposals is 18-year term limits for justices. The Founding Fathers wanted Supreme Court justices' lifetime tenure while serving with good behavior. They did so to assure that justices had independence from political whims. Alexander Hamilton wrote in Federalist Paper No. 78 that this independence of the judges is equally requisite to guard the Constitution and the right of individuals and would protect them from serious oppressions of the minor party. Kelly Shackelford of First Liberty Institute quotes Joe Biden, who in 1983 said the court packing was a bonehead idea. It was a terrible, terrible mistake to make, and it put in question for an entire decade the independence of the most significant body, which is the Supreme Court. He says Biden was right back in 1983 and wrong today. His organization has put together a nationwide coalition of nearly 500,000 patriots who plan to flood Congress and the White House with a critical message. Kristen Wagoner of the Alliance Defending Freedom also warns, "Don't be fooled. This move by President Biden has nothing to do with protecting the court and has everything to do with the left's desire to dominate every institution in society. These proposals have little chance of succeeding since they need an amendment to the Constitution. That requires a supermajority of Congress and ratification by three-fourths of the states. Fortunately, none of these so-called reforms will be enacted." I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on a biblical view of intelligent design, go to viewpoints.info/intelligent design. Viewpoints.info/intelligent design.